This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, September 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. In Washington, there are still signals that congressional leaders are at work on a new farm bill. Last night, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson said committee leaders were, quote, close to commencing good faith negotiations on a farm bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told reporters last night there was a lot of work to do, but, quote, good conversations are going on. Yesterday, U.S. Senator John Bozeman, ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, called for Congress and the administration to provide a timely and urgent response to the looming farm crisis in the form of an emergency assistance package for farmers, called for redoubling efforts to pass a farm bill before the end of the calendar year in a speech on the Senate floor. Well, this week's AgriPulse open mic guest is South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson, who told me Congress is without excuse on getting a new farm and nutrition program completed.
I mean, there is no reason we don't have a farm bill done. And listen, in the House side, we tried to do our work. We wrote the text. We marked it up in committee. We voted it out of committee. So we've got a little better story to tell. But when particularly Senate staffers have to sit down with farmers and ranchers from across America, look them in the eye, and try to come up with some reason that we aren't getting our work done, I think that little bit of shame in those staffers' hearts will help us try to get something done before the end of the year.
Johnson admits the calendar is short and the agenda is long, but he's not ready to throw in the towel.
To me, that's all the more reason to keep the pressure up, because let's say for a minute that there's a 0% chance. I don't think that's true. I don't think it's likely we get a farm bill done, but I still think there's a legitimate chance. But wouldn't it be better for us to get half or two-thirds of our work done, even if we can't get the whole enchilada? I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could get Debbie Stabenow to release her text? Again, we don't even have text from the Senate.
Johnson says the ultimate goal line is not the end of the fiscal year.
Practically speaking, it's the end of the calendar year where a lot of the commodity programs would lapse. That's sort of the bigger deadline. So the answer to your question about do we have to start all over, well, yes, technically yes. There aren't any bills introduced during this two-year session of Congress that automatically renew in the next two-year session of Congress. They'd have to be reintroduced, they'd have to be re-voted on in the Agriculture Committee on the House side. But, listen, you've already done all the hard plowing. I mean, you've had the tough conversations. Everybody's already on record. Again, a strong, good, quality, bipartisan number of us voted that out of committee. We'd certainly be happy to do it again if that's what it takes for us to actually provide 5 years of certainty to the American producer. It would be better if we didn't have to go through that step. Let's just get it done now.
Funding a new bill is perhaps the largest obstacle to approving new policy. Johnson says the debate should not pit farm programs versus nutritional spending.
We do a very bad job, I think, of working people off of nutrition programs. And clearly, having food cost 30% more today than it did 5 years ago is not helpful. I mean, that clearly moves us in the wrong direction. It is politically a problem when you've got one part of the ledger that deals with production agriculture really constrained by dollars and cents, and then the other part of the ledger, the nutrition programs, are totally unconstrained. Listen, we should be able to do both, but you have to have a little parity in saying, you know, how do we prioritize getting people off programs who can? How do we help them grow their skills? How do we make sure people are fed, not just for the short term, but for the long term?
Open Mic is featured on the homepage at www.agripulse.com. And today, as expected, the Fed Open Market Committee lowered the discount rate by 50 basis points to 5%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.